It's Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. For some people, January is a time to assess their health and cut back on holiday indulgences, like alcohol. Some take on the so-called Dry January Challenge to abstain from booze or beer for the full month. And overall, demand is growing for beverages that taste like alcohol but don't actually contain any. Here with us today is April Electra Storms, co-owner of Minus Moonshine, a store that sells non-alcoholic adult beverages that taste like the real thing. They opened last summer in Prospect Heights, Brooklyn. April, thanks for joining us.
Howdy.
Your store might look like a liquor store, but it doesn't actually sell any alcohol. You have mocktails, alcohol-free wine, fancy party drinks. Why did you decide to open a store that sells just non-alcoholic drinks?
I did Dry January last year. I started discovering all of these awesome spirits and wines and things that gave me the taste of what I like to drink without, you know, waking up the next day with a headache or feeling just exhausted. So I got really excited about trying to track down as many of these different beverages as I could. I wanted to try them all. So I kept telling my best friend, you know, God, I wish there was a store near me that had all this stuff. I would go there all the time. Why isn't there a store near me? Why isn't there a store like this? Eventually, my best friend had probably heard enough of me saying this, and she said, okay, I'll do it with you.
Well, you know, there are lots of places to buy non-alcoholic drinks, right? But this is not a juice bar. This is not coffee and tea. This is something different.
This is totally different. This is like, if you have FOMO when you're not drinking because you just really, really want the ritual of sitting down and having a tequila soda or a really great glass of wine, there are those things now. And even since we opened the store, a lot of new companies have popped up with these incredible beverages that really make you feel like you're drinking the real thing.
Talk about some of those products. What are the ones that you sell and what are the most popular?
Oh my goodness. Some of my favorites include like For Bitter For Worse out of Portland that makes ready-to-drink cocktails that are bitter. Oh, right now I'm really enjoying Nista's Floral Wormwood. It's out of Sweden.
Nista's Floral Wormwood.
Yes, yes. It tastes, I just pour it over ice and it tastes like an alcoholic spirit, but it's not.
I mean, why grab a beer when you can grab some floral wormwood?
Oh, don't even get me started on the beers. Now, I have celiac, but they taste just like real beer. They are real beer. They just don't have the alcohol, you know, and they have about max 0.5%, which is less alcohol than what's in a ripe banana. So they're completely safe for just about everybody.
I had never considered the alcohol content of a ripe banana previously. What kinds of customers come in? Is this only for people who don't drink alcohol, or do alcohol drinkers come in too?
Some of my customers are in recovery. Some are pregnant. And most of my customers drink alcohol. It might just be that they like to drink their cocktails or wine on the weekend. And then during the week, they're looking for something to sip on that's not just water.
You mentioned a few times that these are sipping beverages. Is there something about them, either a bitter quality or a strong taste, that makes you want to sip them and kind of linger over the beverage for a while as opposed to just, you know, having a drink of water?
Yes. The point is to taste. So they're not something you want to chug. Although some of the sparkling wines are so great that they go down very easily. But just like with a great meal, you want to savor every moment. They're made for adults. You don't feel like you're at the kids' table with a sweet mocktail with syrups and seltzer mixed together. And that's your punishment for deciding not to drink.
April Electra Storms, co-owner of Minus Moonshine, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
And for more on Minus Moonshine, you can visit gothamist.com.